You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Hello, welcome to Cafe Imagine. I haven't seen you in a very long time.
Hello. It's great to be here.
Yeah, we came back. What do you want, Joseph? What are you going to have?
I will have one cafe latte and one slice of chocolate cake, please.
Excellent. What do you have?
I have a soy latte. Yeah.
I'm going to have the Cafe Imagine Acino, and I'm going to have the Cafe Imagine Cupcake.
Okay, great.
Hello and welcome. I'm Joseph Hughes. This is Adventures of Joe here on Camden Community Radio. It's great to have your company. And today we are in Adventures of Joe is all about places I've been and seen in a week. And today we are in Cafe Imagine. And just to point out that Cafe Imagine is not a real cafe. And with me is my colleagues Freddie.
Hello.
Ruth.
Hello.
And Mary.
Hello.
It's great to have your company. An adventure this week was on Wednesday night. On Wednesday evening, I first went to the New Life Bible Presbyterian Church in Salisbury Road in Queen's Park for the Bible study, prayer, and for dinner on Wednesday evening, I had chicken and vegetable soup with white
chicken
bread.
Chicken and veg in the church?
Yes, chicken and vegetable soup.
What a way to... all great adventures start with some chicken and vegetable soup. And then what happened?
I went to New Life Bible Presbyterian Church in Salisbury Road in Queen's Park for Wednesday evening. And after, at 8:50 p.m. on Wednesday, I got the London Overground.
That's quite late to start an adventure, isn't it, Joseph?
Yes.
Were you planning this? Were you taken by the spirit? The chicken soup pumped you full of energy and you had to go out and do something?
Yes, what you said, yes. And at 8:50 p.m. I got the London Overground from Queen's Park all the way to Watford Junction.
How long did that take?
And it took about 40 minutes.
So why did you go to Watford Junction? What was going through your head?
What was going through my head was when I got off the London Overground at Watford Junction, I just walked along the platforms and I just stood at platform number 6 and I was waiting to look at the Caledonian sleeper train.
What's that?
Which is a sleeper train that goes to Scotland. It was going to Fort William, Inverness and Aberdeen.
Do you know how long it takes to get there? So if you leave at 9 o'clock in the evening and you tuck yourself up into bed, what time will they wake you up to get off in the train?
At about 8 in the morning, 8 a.m.
Ah.
Or 8:30.
And so you went to... Did you know it was coming to... Does it come to Watford Junction all the time?
No, it's just sometimes it comes to Watford Junction.
So how did you find out about this news that it was visiting?
It's like a comet.
I just saw it. I just saw on the platform board. I just looked up onto a board on platform 6 and I just noticed it's a Caledonian sleeper coming to platform 6. Going to Fort William, Inverness and Aberdeen.
That's exciting. Wow.
Yes.
So what did you make of the train? What does it look like? Was it like a Harry Potter train with steam coming out and like owls flying all around it?
No, it was just a normal train, but it had berths inside it for anyone to sleep and there was a carriage for seats if anyone wants to be seated. And stay up all night.
Oh, no.
And there was a first class carriage with berths and for anyone that wants to stay up all night and work in sight, the courage of a train.
It's quite romantic, isn't it? The overnight train to Scotland.
Yes.
Would you like to get? I'd love to get on it one day. I've never been. I've been on it at Fort William. I got on it, but then I got off again at Glasgow. So I was just doing the very first bit.
And how long did that?
I've never been. It did take a long time. I'd basically got a bit mistimed Fort William and had to get it because it took like 4 hours or something.
Stupid. Yes.
But so I sat on it, and the seats are different from normally. You know what train seats are like, but these ones. They're more like worn-out armchairs with the backs. Like, the backs, you have to lie back in the seat. The backs are, like, sloped backwards. But it's same price ticket. So it takes longer, but very comfortable.
So yes. You would recommend?
Would recommend, definitely. I mean, But, yeah, do it some.
Take a look. And what I said was, when a Caledonian sleeper came in to Platform 6, I said, take a look at this beauty. Take a look at this beauty. And I just said, take a good look. And also I said, when I saw it on the board on Platform 6 that the Caledonian sleeper was coming, I said, now this is the turn up for the books. And then after that, I went down.
It was a turn up for the books, wasn't it?
That's right.
You must have been chuffed.
That's right. And after that, I went down to platform number 11 on Watford Junction train station. I went along all the platforms and I went to the right at the end platform, platform 11, which is really pitch black in that platform.
It's dangerous,
is it,
isn't
very
it?
Very spooky.
Yes. Yes.
Could you see little shadows in the corner and you didn't know what they were? And they were people.
It was such a very pitch black.
All aboard the ghost train from platform 11.
And
first stop, Nightmare Town. Is it like that?
No.
Do you see any ghouls getting on and off? You wouldn't see them.
You'd just see the door open and a bag floating out.
Yeah, and some skeletons.
No. Platform 11, and that's where there's a one track train which goes from Watford Junction to St Albans Abbey.
So does that mean that there's just like only the train just has one wheel?
It's only got one track.
What?
Meaning we have to wait for half an hour for the train to come back to Watford Junction.
So there's only one train on the line.
Train
just has to go out and then it comes back.
It has to go out to St Albans Abbey. And it has to come back to Watford Junction. And we have to wait about half an hour for that. This is only one track. And I was just at Platform 11. And there was a train that came in to Platform 11, but it was coming from St Albans Abbey. And it was finishing at Watford Junction. And it was just staying there for the night. But there was no trains going from Watford Junction to St Albans Abbey because the last train was 9:31 p.m.
You're not getting
no
there.
No way.
What do you think they do with the Caledonian sleeper during the day?
Good point.
It's kept, I think it's kept somewhere nearby to my house. It's kept in Stonebridge Park.
Sidings.
That is a good adventure.
Yeah, where does a Caledonian sleeper sleep? Because it's nocturnal.
It's nocturnal.
So when all the other trains are at work, it's asleep. And then when all the other trains come to bed,
yes,
off goes the Caledonian sleeper.
It's a nocturnal train. It's nocturnal. That's good. So it's kept, I believe it's kept in the sidings of Stonebridge Park during the day when it's not in use.
That's a great adventure. I enjoyed this adventure, Joseph.
Did you go to St Albans Abbey?
No, because it was very late, and because there was no trains whatsoever from Watford Junction going to St Albans Abbey, no, I couldn't go to St Albans Abbey.
So what happened next?
After that, I just went out of Watford Junction station.
Were you more scared when you came back down the scary thing, or were you like, no, it's fine?
It was okay, fine. So I just went out of Watford Junction station and I got the 258 bus from Watford Junction all the way to South Harrow and then, which is the last stop on the 258 bus, and then I got the 487 bus from South Harwell to Halston Station.
Okay.
And then I just walked home from there. And that was my adventures for this week. And now it's over to my colleagues. Freddie, what was your adventures this week?
Well, my adventure this week was, I've sort of told you about it, was I'm moving house. So I guess the adventure was, it all happened quite quickly. On Sunday, I went to look at a room in Halsden. And I thought, well, the price is right. And that hole in the kitchen floor is not too big. And I took it. And so I'll be moving to Halsden. So that's quite an excitement for me. That was my adventure. Yep.
Yes.
You guys? Ruth?
I didn't really go on any adventures this week, I'm afraid. I wasn't feeling very well. I did discover that cinnamon, believe it or not, seems to help with IBS for me.
Mm.
Okay.
There you go.
That's a good tip.
That's what I discovered this week. So I didn't go on an adventure, but I did make a discovery.
I didn't go on any adventures either. I've had a really, really boring week. But last night I did go to my friend's house and I got really disorientated because she's having a party. So she turned her bedroom, which is the front room, into a room where people could be. And she'd put her bed up on the side and then put a sofa in front of it. So it looked like a three-story sofa. It was very cool. That was my adventure.
Yes, that was the adventures of Joseph and Co for this week. So it's been great to be here today again on Camden Community Radio. So for me, Joseph Hughes, and my colleagues, Freddie.
Goodbye.
Ruth.
Bye.
Mary.
Bye.
Till the next time, to all of you, wherever you are, goodbye. God bless you.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org